You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Along with Ian Welsh, I am Chad Holmes. And this morning, again, we are talking about some great activities going on here in North Central Wisconsin. Yesterday, we were talking about a theatrical performance of Romeo and Juliet in Stevens Point coming up this weekend. But also this weekend and next weekend, chamber music. It is South Beach Up North 2025, the Chamber Music Festival for the 19th year with the productions both Saturday and Sunday, and then again next week on Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. We'll get you the details on where and what is happening, but first need to introduce Michael Andrews, like, back with us last year talking about it, and it's that time of year again, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. It seems like I just saw you, but it's been a whole year. I grew up in Wausau, and this week people are complaining it's so hot and humid, but they have no idea how bad it is in Miami, but it's really great to be here.
Let's jump right into that aspect for folks that may not be familiar with the organization, with the shows, and the title, South Beach Up North. And you just mentioned Miami, South Beach. Could you explain this? Because obviously South Beach Up North, what does it all mean?
I grew up here. My parents had a great house on Stark Street. And as they were aging, I thought, what would I do? Because I was living in Miami Beach at the time. I had played in an orchestra in Venezuela and then actually came back here after Venezuela and taught at the Wausau Conservatory and then moved to Miami Beach. So I've been there for maybe more than 30 years. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so as I was up here in the summer trying to get out of the heat of Miami, I thought, what would I do up here? I thought, well, I play concerts. You know, I'm a cellist. I got great training in Wausau growing up here, and then University of Wisconsin, University of Illinois. So I was thinking about playing concerts, and my sister said, oh, do you know there's a community foundation downtown? You should go talk to them. And that was in 2006. I applied to the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. I actually flew up for the grant panel meeting, and Rudy Schutte was there. She said, oh, I love chamber music. And then once we got an award, Jean Tihan, who is a great friend now still, she said, she always reminds me that I said, oh my gosh, now I have to do this. And we've been doing it for 19 years. And it's a pleasure to come up to Wausau and play music and play concerts. And people love our music, whether it's with high school string quartet or if it's a really sort of formal string quartet program or if it's a piano trio concert at the Woodson Museum. We just love doing this.
And that's one of the aspects that we're going to discuss is when you look at these shows and you have five different dates that you're going to be over the next 2 weeks, and they're different shows. This is not one show. There's different performances, aren't there?
Right. It's really jam-packed. We have 2 weeks of rehearsals, and it's really, we do two rehearsals a day, and it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
We're also working with kids. We have Rochelle Pearson, who's faculty at Wausau Conservatory, and she identifies the students. So she works with the students the whole summer, and then we work with them the last 2 weeks. And so they play at the U Church in our Mozart on the Move program. And then we have a completely different program with string quartets that Sunday. It's called From Spain and Cuba. And we're doing Arriaga, who was really the Spanish Mozart. He was a prodigy. He died young, same time period as Mozart. And then Julian Orbon, who wrote one string quartet. And it's a really interesting quartet. It was written in 1951. The interesting thing is his son is the chair of our board now, so it's sort of a family connection.
How much change is there? You have students that you work with. Are there folks that you come up every summer that work with you as well? Who's involved in these programs?
Yeah, well, since we've been around so long, we've had different people come.
Right.
Some get busy and can't make it, but this year we have a new person. She is Anna Cromwell, and she is the professor of violin and viola at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. Mm. She usually teaches with Suzuki this summer, but she said, you know, I want to do some chamber music. So we've been doing rehearsals with her, and she is a fabulous violinist. So it'll be really a treat to hear her in the string quartet and also then the following week with the piano trios.
One of the things that I always enjoy is when you do see kids get opportunities in so many different areas. And you said it, there are kids involved in this as well.
Yeah, well, over the years, we've had students who get really serious about music because of the experience they've had with us, and they can see, oh, this is something I could do. We had a violist a couple of years ago, and he said he went on to college and music because of his experience with South Beach up north. So what we do here is important for kids and for the music community here.
For folks that may not be familiar with chamber music, what's your pitch? What is it maybe that grabbed you as somebody that loves music? Why chamber music? And maybe for folks who may not be as familiar with it.
Yeah, for me, chamber music is really, it's one-on-one. So the string quartet, it's two violins, a viola, and a cello. And when we're playing, it's not a whole section. Like in an orchestra, there may be 8 to 10 cello players. Mm-hmm. In a string quartet, you're on your own. So there's more intimacy. There's more dialogue back and forth. You can see sort of in the string quartet, the first violin is the leader. So you always look to the violin as a cue. And in performing, it's all, not only is it oral, but it's also visual. Looking at their expressions on their face or their body movement, it really is intimate. And it's great to go to a U2 concert with 80,000 people, but it's a different experience. It's more one-on-one. We had one of our people that came to our concert once wrote a beautiful thank you and saying he brought his mother there. And he said you could see the players' expressions and you could see their bow movement and their fingers on the fingerboard. It was up close and personal. And it really is a great engaging experience, completely different from a big orchestra concert or a concert on the square, which are great, but it's a different experience. And I think it's more a touch of humanity up close.
We will talk more with Michael Andrews and learn more about this outstanding event, South Beach Up North 2025, 19th Annual Wausau's Chamber Music Festival. Again, starts on Saturday at 6 p.m. First UU Church, Mozart on the Move, featuring a student string quartet. And then on Sunday at 2 p.m., Wausau Conservatory of Music from Spain and Cuba. And we'll learn more about those shows and a whole bunch more with Michael Andrews. More of Pat Kreitlow. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh, continuing our conversation with Michael Andrews. He is the man behind South Beach Up North 2025, Wausau's 19th Annual Chamber Music Festival. Gets underway on Saturday and Sunday and then has more programs next Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. And to, I guess, continue, what are the shows coming up this weekend?
Yeah. Sure. So Saturday we're doing Mozart of the Move at the UU Church at 6 o'clock, and that's with the high school string quartet. We play with them in the second half of the group. So we're doing some really wonderful things, some new things we've never done. So in the first half, we're doing Henry Mancini's Pink Panther. Mm. We're doing some flower-type songs. So we're doing, there's actually the only string quartet that Puccini wrote with was called Chrysanthemum. And then we're doing a flower song from Carmen, from Bizet. And then with the kids, we're going to start with Vivaldi. And we're doing, actually, Miley Cyrus wrote Flowers. So we're doing flower song. And then we're doing some tangos and some sambas. And one of the students wanted to do Star Wars. So we're ending with Star Wars.
That's interesting, because I'm looking at your lineup. How much time goes into your thinking about, you know, how do you want to put it together? I imagine there's a lot of work that goes into it every year to set this all up.
Yeah, it's a lot of thinking. And I asked Rochelle Pearson from the conservatory, I said, what would your students like to do this year? And one of them was Star Wars. So that's part of it. And then I think we actually did a collaboration with Dance Now in Miami Beach, and they wanted to do a lot of songs about flowers. So that's why we're doing a lot of flower songs this year.
So that's the first production Saturday at 6 p.m. at the First UU Church. And then Sunday at 2 p.m., you'll be at the Wausau Conservatory of Music.
Right. That is our more formal quartet program. We're doing Ariaga, as I said, a Spanish composer. Yep. It's very sort of classical. It's sort of like Mozart, but just really charming and beautiful music. And then Julian Orbon was a Cuban composer. Aaron Koblenz said that he was Cuba's most gifted composer of a new generation. He combined Spanish and Cuban styles and African music styles, and his music is influenced by Manuel de Falla. So it's not like easy listening music. It really is, can be intense, can be beautiful. There's one, the second movement is really wild in 6-8, da-da-da-da-da-da. So it's really an interesting piece, and we're hoping that his son will come up from Miami to introduce the piece. It hasn't been confirmed yet, but we hope he'll be here this weekend.
That's one of the interesting aspects, both talking to you last year and now you mentioned this year. You have some people that really want to be involved, that come a long way to be involved, don't they?
Yeah, including our violist, Angela Kratchmer. She's originally from Iowa. She got her doctorate in Miami, and she comes to Iowa in the summer to see her family. But she also plays in northern Minnesota in an opera company. And so she comes here on the way back, and after our concerts this week, she'll go back to Iowa, and then she'll drive back to Miami.
This is more than just the music for you, isn't it? Because, I mean, we talked, you mentioned earlier about your history in this area. You moved away, but you always come back. Why is it important for you to bring this music back to central Wisconsin?
Well, first of all, I love Wausau. I grew up here. It's not bad to be here in Wisconsin in the summer.
No, it's not.
even though it may be sort of hot and humid for you here. But, Wausau's a special place. They have the Performing Arts Foundation and the Grand Theater and the concerts on the square. They have the concerts in Rim Mountain. But there's no chamber music. And I think I love chamber music. And for me, it's very special. And I just want to share it all the time.
How special is it to see the students? Because you say it, you just said it, it's important for you to continue to expose folks to chamber music. I imagine seeing those students who embrace it must be really important to you.
Yeah, well, I think music teaching is very important, especially nowadays where arts funding is being cut nationally, statewide. I grew up here. I went to Horseman School with David Rigi. David Rigi was an amazing orchestra teacher. And then after that, David Lee took over. And David Lee and his wife, Darlene, are big supporters of our music. It's interesting to, when we work with the students, they get a whole new experience from their orchestra experience because chamber music is special.
I know there's a lot of people that are helping with this and sponsors, and I want to make sure that you have an opportunity to thank the people that without support, this can't happen.
First and foremost is the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. They provide funds every year along with the BA and Esther Greenheck Foundation. And then we also get support every year from the Dudley Foundation. And we have new support in Minocqua this year from Ellison Realty of the North, Gowie Abstract and Title Company, Marshfield Area Community Foundation, 98.9 WXCO, thank you very much, Redmond Realty Group Minocqua, Greg and Sally Reinflisch Performing Arts Foundation in Marshfield, the St. Matthias Episcopal Church, Sternweiss and Sons in Marshfield, Bailey Strasford with First Weber in Minocqua, UMR, the Wausau Conservatory of Music. We couldn't do this without them. Wisconsin Public Radio and the Woodson Art Museum.
And, of course, next week you go up to Minocqua a week from Friday for a production, and then Marshfield a week from Sunday. We'll talk. You're coming back next week, and we'll talk about those. But, again, just to finish it up, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, 6 p.m. at the First UU Church in Wausau, Mozart on the Move, featuring a student string quartet, and then Sunday at 2 p.m., Wausau Conservatory of Music from Spain and Cuba. And I'm going to let you again use the names. My Spanish is a little bit off here. Ariaga.
Ariaga. Yeah. And Orbon.
Orbon, a string quartet. What do people need to know in terms of tickets? Anything that they
Everything
should know?
Everything is free.
How about that? Huh?
Everything is free. We do love having support at the door. If you want to give us a donation, we're always happy for that. You know, the arts always need support.
Oh, yes, they do. Yes, but it's still wonderful for folks. They don't have to worry about the money aspect.
Exactly.
They just come on by. be exposed to some wonderful chamber music both on Saturday and Sunday. And we'll look forward to having you come back next week and talk about three
that
more
would be
productions.
Great. Thanks, Chad.
Again, Michael Andrews, South Beach Up North, Wausau's 19th Annual Chamber Music Festival. So go out on Saturday and Sunday and really, really enjoy. The time is 7:59. We have an information update coming up, and then another hour of Mornings with Pat Kreitler here on 98.9 WXCO. Good morning and welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:23 right now. Mostly cloudy skies here in downtown Wausau, live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. 68 degrees is the temperature. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. Again, thanks earlier in the program in the first hour to Michael Andrews for joining us, talking about South Beach Up North. And again, 98.9 WXCO proud to support this terrific Chamber Music Festival with shows on Saturday and Sunday of this week in Wausau. And then there are three more shows coming up next week. One will be held at the Woodson Art Museum here in Wausau next Thursday. And then on August 8th, there will be a show up in Minocqua, and then on August the 10th, a production in Marshfield. And these are all different productions, different shows, different performers involved in this Chamber Music Festival. So if you have an opportunity, Saturday at the First UU Church, Mozart on the Move at 6 p.m., and then on Sunday at the Wausau Conservatory of Music, the show featuring from Spain and Cuba as well. And as we mentioned, it is free. So again, just a wonderful opportunity to be part of an intimate setting with the Chamber Music Festival, and we'll have more with Michael Andrews coming up next week on those shows coming up next week as well. So, if you go to our social media, you can get information on it and be able to be part of it this coming weekend. And there's lots of things going on this weekend, isn't there? I mean, there's so much.
Indeed.
That's one of the things about this time of year is that you have so many different choices here in North Central Wisconsin. Makes this area a terrific place to live and work.
You certainly
and
do.
Of course, the Wisconsin Valley Fair is continuing at Marathon Park. We had spoken earlier in the week about the Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater in Stevens Point and their production of Romeo and Juliet that gets underway tonight, in fact, at 6 p.m. So if you're looking for a wonderful Shakespearean experience, you can go down to a Schmeekly Reserve, and it's outdoors to see Romeo and Juliet down in Stevens Point. And then we have Up North 2025, South Beach Up North 2025. And one of the things that I always enjoy is when somebody that doesn't have to do something does it. And Michael Andrews is, you know, lives down in Florida most of the year, comes up here for a couple of months to get away from the heat and humidity of Miami.
That's right.
But every summer not only puts together a pretty massive undertaking, these five productions in different venues with different shows, different musical numbers, but does it because he said it. You know, he loves this area. He grew up in this area. Mm-hmm. He's giving back. And the idea that he does all this work, and he did everything he needed to do to get the funding for it. And again, thanks to the funding for the Community Foundation, the Green Tech Foundation, others that do so much in terms of allowing wonderful ideas like this to come to bear fruit.
Absolutely.
And I hope to see one of the productions this weekend with South Beach up north. And hopefully you'll be able to take an opportunity as well. Something else I wanted to mention is that if you go to Facebook and go to the Wausau School District page on Facebook, I saw this earlier this week.
Okay.
There is a GoFundMe that's been put together because a member of the Wausau School District team, Laura Morris, passed away back in 2024, last year. Mm. She had a battle with cancer. And she is somebody that went to school in the Wausau School District, then went on to work in the Wausau School District, and was somebody that was well-known, well-liked, and had this terrible disease that came and took her life. Well, one of the teachers, physical education teachers and coach at Wausau East High School, Ken Smith, decided to put together a GoFundMe in order to create a scholarship in Laura's name. The scholarship will go towards Wausau East High School students who have been or are being affected by cancer. And it's been just going on for less than a week. They've been able to raise nearly $10,000 already for this scholarship.
Good for them.
And it's really something that's special. So I would encourage you to go to the Wausau School District Facebook page, go down to a posting from a couple of days ago on Monday, and there's a link to go to the GoFundMe, and you can make a donation. And also, I'm very excited that we will have coming up on Tuesday of next week. Actually, we're going to record on Monday, but we're going to have it air on Tuesday next week. Ken Smith will be with us and to talk about Laura and to talk about why he's decided to do this and what the hopes are behind the scholarship. So we will have Ken Smith join us here on this program. It'll be on Tuesday morning's program. And I'm looking forward to that as well. It's just one of those wonderful aspects, again, where somebody goes beyond the call. And I think Ken Smith, who is the boys soccer coach at Wausau East and also a PE teacher, decided to honor his colleague in this way. So we're looking forward to hearing more about that. But before then, before we have that conversation next week, I would encourage you to go to facebook.com, search Wausau School District, and then there is a posting with the link involved. And so many people in our community have already given. And right now it's $9,571 has been raised for this wonderful, wonderful idea, a scholarship in honor of Laura Morris.
Very, very good.
The time is 8:29, 68 degrees, overcast skies here in downtown Wausau. We will have an information update coming up, and then it's back to Pat Kreitlow. More of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO.
Trying to show he can't be bought. Who takes every kind of people to make what life's about, yeah.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Off of the strip, in the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner.
Welcome back. The time is 8:52, 67 degrees under overcast skies in downtown Wausau. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes with Ian Welch. We will have our number for the day quiz coming up in a few minutes, but I have to mention, last night, the Wausau Ethics Board, according to WSAW, voted to end its investigation into a complaint about Mayor Doug Denny's actions when he took a ballot drop box last year. The interesting aspect of this, and again, the actions of the mayor occurred in mid to late September of last year, and the Ethics Board had ordered a dozen possible witnesses to produce their accounts and records of what happened in that time frame between September 19th and September 29th of 2024. 7 of the 12 responded. 5 did not provide any response.
Okay.
Wausau Police Deputy Chief Todd Baton, City Finance Director Marianne Grote, Public Works Facilities Manager Leo Gall, IT Director Gerard Klein, and a contractor. The fire chief and deputy chief noted they did not have any relevant information. But the thing that jumps out to me, according to the board chair, Calvin Dexter, he said during the meeting last night that 2 of the 7 provide, quote, nearly identical responses. Apparently with the advice of legal counsel, at least that's my assumption, saying they were not comfortable responding to the request, which was described as overly generalized, vague, and ambiguous, but stating they would be happy or willing to answer specific questions in writing or in person. The thing that kind of jumps out to me for folks who are not cooperating fully in this is these are public servants. They shouldn't be looking to kind of skirt answering questions. Well, this question isn't specific enough, or this is too vague, or whatever it may be. I can't say I'm surprised at this point. I can't say that I have expected any kind of, I would say...
progress?
No, you have to be held responsible for your actions.
Accountability.
Accountability. And I have not had any, I've not been confident we're going to see any accountability when it comes to this case.
I don't think so either.
So the board ends the investigation. It doesn't mean that the board won't have a vote or anything. There's still other things that could happen here. But the Wisconsin Department of Justice will continue their investigation. I'm not holding my breath on anything occurring. Mm. I just find, again, this whole process to have been, in a lot of ways, comical. Comical. Because, again, it is like, again, it's a robbery in broad daylight. We know what happened. Do we need to have
like
a multi
did this in the middle of the night?
A multi-year investigation to figure out whether or not something was done wrong or whether or not he had the right to do it? I just find this ridiculous. It's the Department of Justice. Make up your mind, okay? This investigation should not take multiple years. It's ridiculous in my mind, and it's really annoying in my mind.
Yeah.
So that's where we stand with that. So the part of the investigation is coming to an end with the Wausau Ethics Board ending its investigation into a complaint about Doug Denny's actions when he took the ballot drop box last year.
Hey, did you see the end of the Brewers game last night?
I did not. I know they won 9-3.
They won, and now they're ahead of the Cubs by 2 games.
Yep, they are. Well, they won 15 of 18 games now.
Man.
I mean, it's just been incredibly red hot.
Way to go, Brewers.
I mean, they have just been incredible. No, I just don't think anybody expected them to be this good. It's been pretty amazing. So,
it's a nice surprise.
They'll try to complete the sweep against Chicago coming up later today.
Oh, yeah.
And let's wrap things up with our number for the day quiz.
Yeah, I got some work to do.
Yep, you are 0 for 2 this week, so you got to get going here. You got 2 out of 5 to have a passing grade, 3 out of 5 in order to have a winning week. But today, July the 30th, is the birthday of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And the man has had an incredible life in terms of becoming famous or at the top of his profession in numerous ways. He started as a champion bodybuilder. Mm-hmm. Then he became a superstar actor with The Terminator and other movies. Then he became a politician, became the governor of California. So, I mean, the man has had an incredible life. Today is his birthday. The number for the day is, how old is Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Okay.
So how old is The Terminator himself? Your choices are 73 years old, 78 years old, 83 years old.
73, 78, or 83. Okay, I really need to focus on this one because I've been... I'm going to have a pattern this week.
Yep.
Where
you figure it out.
One number and it ends up being a different number.
Figure this baby out and come up with the right one today.
73, 78, or 83. Okay. I'm just going to go with my gut here and... Hopefully, I don't feel bad about this. But I'm going to say he is 73. I'm going to say 73 is my final answer. I'm going to say 73.
Arnold Schwarzenegger turns 78 years old today.
Man, it's the middle number again. That's three times in a row.
I know. It's like, I thought, you know, maybe it's the... It's unusual to
I
say the
really
least.
I really need to focus.
No, it's not. It's sometimes it comes, sometimes it goes. Well, now the pressure's on for the next 2 days. And you've proven the ability to come from behind and win it. So we'll see if you can do it tomorrow.
Yep.
Have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Matt and Air on Air next on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.